Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm bringing the meeting back to order. We were in executive session with legal counsel, and there were no decisions reached. There's no business being brought forward from that, and we will now go back to general business with DSD. So, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I handed out a couple pieces of information, a copy of the statistics, of course, but the first thing I handed out was the letter that is our new template for when our hearings are scheduled. Planning staff will send these out to their, these specifically go to the applicants as far as it gives them a heads up that they are, because of the new hearing scripts, they are responsible for their portion of the of going first and presenting their project.
Okay.
So, it refers back, it specifically notes the materials deadline, when that date is, 10 days before the hearing, and reiterates that any presentations or materials that they want to bring before the presiding body, be it you or the PNC commission or the hearing examiner, those need to be in it by that materials deadline. So we just wanted to see that as a process improvement, and we have implemented them already. So the second piece of information that we handed out, you saw on Tuesday, for review was the statistics for our department. It starts out with the RGIS division, the metrics for the past fiscal year, and also the administration division, code enforcement, how many cases are still not in compliance, how many have been brought into compliance, and then the building. And the first three pages are code enforcement. All of the statistics speaks to different types of the building department is on the third page. The types of building permits that were requested or that we processed. And these date back 23 and the prior fiscal year and fiscal year 24, and shows the values of those permits, what came into our office in that regard. As well as page three is the development activity itself. Permit fees, zoning fees, development fees, demolition fees, re-roof fees, et cetera. And then the last two pages are the ones that are always of the most interest. Has to do with current planning and the planning division itself. These are our statistics as of October 15th when Sabrina compiled them. I will note that since that time, there have been six more hearing cases assigned. This week, four additional ones. You can see on the top line in red that on the 1st of January, 23, that we had 166 cases on our log. And we have, what are we down to? Yeah, there were 122. We are done with 21. We're done with 22. We're working through 23, there are ordinance applications. There are rezones, as we spoke to earlier. There's about 36 rezones and conditional rezones. There are preliminary plats, subdivisions, and there are CUPs. You're not really going to talk a lot about administrative cases because we keep up on those.
Only clarification real quick is when it says SD for subdivision, when I compiled them, because this was the way I compiled the past reports, that's preliminary plat and final plat, because if it's a short plat, they're coming in together. So when you see that, it doesn't mean these are all new subdivisions. Some of them might be in the final plat stage. So depending on where it's at, And we can break those out if you want. It's part of when you look at this is try to keep it as consistent as possible.
Right. I just because that causes such controversy, I'd rather see the subdivisions listed as short plat and then subdivision.
And do you want preliminary and final broken out? Because final, I mean, it's a very different, like final plat is just our essential.
I know.
We can. I just.
What would you guys want to see? Broken out?
Sure. So final plats are a little different in that when a final plat comes in, that's we're getting through the technical review and we're reviewing and approving the construction drawings, and then the applicant, the property owner, developer is going out to build the infrastructure. So it's a, you know, over a year, 2 year process that they have to get the construction done before they come back for signature. And that's for your signature. They've had to work with all the agencies that are signatories on the plat or that had conditions. That's why those take so long. There's construction involved. But
I think it would be best to delineate the difference.
Okay. That's fine. We'll do that. We'll also do it on the second page where it's talking about assigned versus non-assigned, right? We had to separate those separately to have it make sense. We'll break out both because sometimes, like I said, the final plat review is very different than a preliminary plat review. So that way you can kind of see them track. And part of this was to make sure that as much as we gave this kind of information over time, this is much more detailed and we want you to be able to answer those questions. So we want to get kind of like a good baseline so we can track them together. We can slice the dice in our project management system a lot of ways.
Okay. System. Very good.
And what we plan to do in the next week or the week after is show you basically how our hearing application process works and the steps from the time it's submitted, the application is submitted to the final hearing, BOCP at P&Z, or whether it goes to the board, and where in the process all of our assigned applications are, the numbers at this point. And so you can see how many are the progress that's actually being made and potentially what some of the holdups are, and those that we're still lacking information or what have you. And that's in the applicant's hand. That's out of our hands. We hound them for that information to get them moving forward again. But I think that will be very illustrative to your consideration of what our numbers really mean.
So that would be really cool to get that posted on the website. Obviously, there's some nuances that would have to be thought through there. But can we either have you guys work with Chad or with Aaron and look about putting a portal on? Because the general public is clueless about how many types of applications there are to begin with, let alone all of the process steps behind that. And if we're doing this exercise already, if we could have some other help and generate that on the website, I think it would be really educational.
Mr. Chairman, we want to see it first. We want you to see it first before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Pretty please.
Since you asked.
Elevation, right? I mean, we were working on our first kind of one we went through after we talked through with Greg because we were trying to explain, like, hey, these conversations have been about over here, but here's the issues. We have a lot of detail. So what we want to talk with you about is, you know, we want you to understand important parts, but how do we kind of move that up? I was actually going to ask anyway if we could borrow Aaron for some periods of hours just to get another set of eyes on, like, how does, for someone who's not in the weeds and doesn't understand process, but
exactly
planning, what does that look like for the public and such? So didn't want to ask for his time without talking to you, but I think that would also be helpful for us as a continuation of having his eyes on it. He's been helping us and working with GIS on some story mapping with the agricultural preservation areas too. So it's been a good partnership. If y'all can carve him out a little bit, that would probably be helpful for us, just in terms of being content preservation.
See any problem with that?
No, but I have a question. So if your proposal is to put just this basic information, I don't know if I really care unless I could go there and say, oh, hey, So here's what I thought of as you were having that discussion. I'm gonna go and find out where my case is at, because that's what I care about. So I click, I get like a passcode or something to get into if there's things that are missing or required. I don't know if that's necessary. But then you go in and DST has a checklist. Here's why your stuff's not moving forward. I still need this something. So it's like an indicator that instead of them having to go over for the umpteenth time or get a bully in the office or whatever it is, they just say, oh, I can go to the website. Here's where my the status is at. This is what I'm still missing. And when I get that, but puts the responsibility, I guess is what I'm saying, back on the applicant to say, oh, there's missing pieces of information here. That's why it's not getting assigned or not moving forward.
So if I may, for those who did kind of two ideas in parts, the first of which is having an app where somebody could go in and say, where's the status of my application on the other statuses? Uh-huh. Carl's been asking for that since he started. But my hesitation on that was I just wanted to make sure that our processes and what we've been working on for the past 18 months together were streamlined and that we had made those process improvements. We didn't put something for them to check and we were still really stuck back in those 20 and 21 projects. I feel like we're right on the cusp of that because, as you just said, all those past ones that when people say, oh, it was here when we all took our seats, those were all assigned and moving now, right? We needed to finalize that process of like the ones that were stuck. What were we doing with those, right? A lot of this change management. Once I felt like that was extremely streamlined, then I'm more willing to say what that is. Because if not, it's just going to generate more questions. So I think we can work on it. I think we need to continue to see this and then be very clear what it is. The second piece, though, of I'm an applicant, I need to know what I need to do, that's pretty direct with their planner, right? It's because it's very nuanced. It's they get the information. Here's exactly what you need and what I need to do that. What we've been talking about is shortening that down, right, and saying, here's what you get. Anything that's come in after we pass that Chapter 1 change, they get the 90 days, here's what it is, you're going. These are still those back. We've worked through probably some of the messiest cases we've ever seen, and there's still a few more coming. That's a different story than moving forward. So maybe eventually a portal, and we do have project docs where now that they're submitting, it comes through that way, it's all electronic. But these past ones, we've even had cases recently that some of the ownership has changed, but they still have the application in. And now we're trying to track who is this before we send it through their case, because the subdivision, for example, plat, isn't even owned by the same people anymore. So that's how messy, especially those ones from 21 and 22 were. But I do think that's what you're describing, something we could strive to, and a lot of it is picked up through project docs. I don't know if you guys have opinions, but besides I validated it, you wanted that from the beginning.
I have, Commissioner, so I have seen in my past life other jurisdictions because of the way their review processes work and the way that those applications were submitted online. When I had questions, I hadn't heard from the city for a matter of weeks. I could go into, I had, as an applicant, I had access to that information. Whose desk was it stuck on, or why, or what was missing? They were really good about telling me what was missing. But I was able to go in and go, oh, all right, so it's in Public Works now. So they're doing their review, and they anticipate being done pretty quick. So I can expect to hear back in the near future from that and continue forward. So that's helpful. We're not to that point yet. We'd like to be there.
Yeah, I think it will cut down on your phone traffic.
It would save us a lot of emails.
But if it was secured with a whatever code they have.
It's not. It's all public documents.
Yeah, but you could have notes or whatever.
But if we may, can we pick this conversation up Tuesday I think we gave you a little bit of homework, so that'll be good. But it's all constructive. Is there?
I wanted to hear Carl that one last comment. Can we have to hear that comment?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Thank you. I'll keep it very brief. There's kind of two different things. An online portal to see general case status and numbers is, I think, what I'm hearing is kind of one element. Open and available to the public to view, see where numbers and cases are at along our process. And Commissioner Holden, as you said, if we're already kind of putting that work together, that's certainly something we can explore further. Commissioner Van Beek, kind of that interaction between staff and the applicant, as we move forward to implementing project docs for review of hearing case applications, that's an interaction that that software has pretty readily. It's got their login, they look and they can see where their case is at in the review process. And we can explore further as to what level of detail that gets, but it basically will, okay, falls in the applicant's court, they need to spend X, Y, and Z, where the ball is with staff, and it's currently in the review process, and there's stats in there as far as how long it's been with which reviewer and so forth. So it's a pretty helpful software once we are able to implement that for our hearing cases.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, are there any other questions on numbers at this point? Or?
Let me look at them. I might. Good discussion and brought up a couple of points I want to ponder. So we can pick it back up Tuesday.
Okay, hold it.
All right. Thank you so much. So let's consider us adjourned for the moment, and then we'll pick up our 11:30 item as soon as we have a couple minutes here. Thanks.
Five minutes. No, I'm giving you 3 minutes over. Regardless, if 3 minutes over.